Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that so many parents are experiencing right now. Your little one, your beautiful 4 or 5-year-old, seems to refuse anything new. New foods, new activities, new experiences. And I want you to know something really important right from the start. You are not alone in this, and your child is not being difficult. What you're seeing is actually a completely normal, healthy part of their development. Let me tell you what the magic book taught me about this. When your child says no to trying new foods or activities, their brain is actually doing something really wonderful. It's protecting them. You see, at ages 4 and 5, children are in this fascinating developmental phase where their brains are learning to balance 2 very important things: safety and exploration. And right now, for your child, safety is winning. And that's okay. Research shows us that what we call food neophobia, which is the fear of new foods, actually peaks during the preschool years. This isn't pickiness, my friend. This is biology. Your child's brain is wired to be cautious about new things, especially foods, because thousands of years ago, that cautiousness kept children safe. Their little brains are saying, "I know this food is safe. I'm not sure about that new one yet." And the same pattern happens with new activities and experiences. Here's something else the magic book showed me that I find absolutely beautiful. Cognitive flexibility, which is the ability to adapt to new situations and try new things, is actively developing in 4 and 5-year-olds. But here's the key. It's just beginning. The biggest growth in cognitive flexibility happens later, between ages 7 and 9. So right now, your child is in the early foundational period. They're learning, but they're not there yet. And that means this phase is temporary. It will pass. The Raising Children Network, which is a wonderful expert organization, emphasizes that at 4 to 5 years, children are exploring and learning to express emotions, and that anxiety about new experiences is a normal part of development. Developmental neuroscience research confirms that cognitive flexibility skills begin to develop in early childhood, with ages 4 to 5 representing an early foundational period, where children are just beginning to develop these skills. So what does this mean for you, wonderful parent? It means that when your child refuses to try that new vegetable or says no to that new activity, they're not being stubborn or difficult. They're showing you exactly where they are developmentally. And your response to this moment matters so much. The research is really clear on this. Patience and repeated gentle exposure without pressure leads to the best outcomes. Not forcing, not bribing, not making it a battle, gentle exposure. Let me explain what that looks like. With new foods, it might mean putting that new vegetable on their plate without any expectation that they'll eat it. Just letting them see it, smell it, touch it if they want to. Research shows that children sometimes need to see a new food 10 to 15 times before they're willing to try it. 10 to 15 times. So if your child has said no to broccoli 3 times, you're not even halfway there yet. Keep offering it gently, without pressure, and trust the process. With new activities, it might mean talking about the activity beforehand, visiting the place if you can, reading books about it, letting them watch other children do it first, giving them time to warm up. Some children are what we call slow to warm up, and that's a beautiful temperament trait. It means they're thoughtful and careful. They need time to observe before they participate. And that's not a flaw, my friend. That's just who they are. The magic book taught me something else that I think will help you. Every attempt your child makes, even the tiny ones, even the ones that don't look like success to us, are actually steps forward. Let me tell you about a story we have in the book of Inara called The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes. In this story, Kenji and Miva discover a peaceful cathedral where they want to make music. But they're nervous. They're afraid of making mistakes. And when they do start playing, they do make mistakes, lots of them. But here's the magical part. Those mistakes, those imperfect attempts, create the most beautiful harmonies in the cathedral. The echoes of their errors blend together into something wonderful. And Kenji and Miva learn that every attempt, even the ones that feel wrong or scary, is actually a step toward creating something beautiful. This is exactly what's happening with your child and new experiences. Every time they look at that new food, even if they don't taste it, every time they watch other children doing that new activity, even if they don't join in. Every tiny step is creating something. They're building courage, They're developing flexibility. They're learning to trust themselves and trust you. So here's what I want you to try, wonderful parent. First, validate their feelings. When your child says, "I don't want to try that," you can say, "I understand. New things can feel scary sometimes. That's okay. You don't have to try it right now." Just that simple validation helps them feel safe. Second, model enthusiasm without pressure. You can say things like, "I'm going to try this new food. I wonder what it tastes like." And then you try it and you share your experience. "I like the crunch. It's a little bit sweet." But you don't make them try it. You're just showing them that trying new things can be fun and safe. Third, make it playful. With new foods, you can play games. "Can you tell me what color this is? Can you smell it? What does it remind you of?" With new activities, you can practice at home first. If they're nervous about swimming lessons, you can pretend to swim on the living room floor. You can read books about swimming. You can make it familiar before it's real. Fourth, celebrate the small steps. If your child touches a new food, that's worth celebrating. If they watch other children doing a new activity for 5 minutes, that's progress. Every tiny step forward is building their courage and flexibility. And fifth, be patient with yourself too. I know this can be frustrating. I know you might worry that your child will never try new things, or that they're missing out, or that other children seem so much braver. But here's what the research shows. Children whose parents respond with patience rather than frustration develop better flexibility skills and show increased willingness to explore over time. Your patience is actually teaching them that it's safe to try new things. Your calm presence is their foundation. The scientific consensus is so clear on this, my friend. This developmental phase requires understanding and gentle support. This is not defiance. This is normal, healthy development that deserves compassionate guidance. Your child is learning courage and trust, and you are their guide. After you finish watching this, I really encourage you to check out The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes in the Book of Inara. You can read it together with your child, and afterward, you can talk about how Kenji and Miva felt nervous about trying something new, just like your child might feel. You can remind them that just like the music in the cathedral, trying new things, even when it feels uncomfortable at first, can lead to something wonderful. You're doing such a beautiful job, wonderful parent. Your child is lucky to have someone who cares enough to learn about their development, who wants to support them gently, who sees them as a whole person and not just a problem to fix. Keep offering those new experiences with patience and love. Keep validating their feelings. Keep celebrating the small steps. And trust that this phase will pass and your child will emerge with courage and flexibility that you helped them build. The Magic Book and I are always here for you. Until our next time together, with love and starlight, Inara.